Weekend Edition. Companies are hungry for you. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Daily Job Hunt audio, where I'm recapping this week's emails of the Daily Job Hunt newsletter going out every morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, careerhackers.com. Get your dose of inspiration so that you can be fueled with your mindset to not only hunt for a job, but hunt for what you want in life. So, reminder that this coming Thursday is Supercharge Your Career live virtual event. It's going to be dope. We're going to have a live edition of the podcast. We're going to have Ken Coleman, Julia Korn, Gorik Ng, David Andriotti. It's going to be amazing, about full 6 hours of mindset energy, right? Which is going to be an investment in yourself when you put that attention and time into that event. So that's totally free. Superchargecareer.com. Recapping this week's DJH, first mindset for success. Wild success, next step. What does wild success look like? Give yourself permission to vividly see and imagine a flourishing future. Then take the next step to get there. Dream, do, repeat. Yeah, that's that twin of dreaming and doing that's so essential. There's many dreamers in this world, and there's many doers. We need both. We really need people who dream and do, who dream of what actually they really, really, really want. What really makes them come alive, and then they go do it. Bad days happen. Have you had a quote-unquote bad day recently? It happens. Forgive yourself, let it go, and love the messiness that is being human. Yeah, again, I write these things for myself too, so I think I had a bad day when I wrote this. Like the day before was a bad day. So I wrote this to remind myself and to remind you, because we're all human, we're all messy, and we just need to see the big picture here and forgive ourselves for not being perfect, and recognize that one bad day can't stop anybody if you don't let it. Stephen Pressfield said in his book, Turning Pro, like a professional doesn't let a bad day get to him. Doesn't let 10 bad days get to him. He just keeps showing up and creating. Links worth checking out. The Ultimate Guide to Writing Online by David Perel. The Year in Quiet Quitting, Cal Newport. An article he wrote at the end of December, kind of talking about quiet quitting, which is this phenomenon that's emerged the past year or so, where a lot of Gen Z in particular are saying, you know what, I don't want to give 100% of this job because my self-worth isn't attached to this thing called work. I don't want to get all wrapped up in the hustle culture. And Cal Newport, and I agree with him, empathizes with that perspective of not tying your self-worth to your hustle, to your work and your results. And so he kind of spotlights this as actually just in the bigger picture. This is this generation, this concept of quiet quitting is humans trying to evolve so that we can actually create more alignment in our lives and our work. And we're getting out of this 20th century, and this is me sort of putting my own two cents here, getting out of this 20th century, just follow the rules and follow the orders and do what you're told and not be a cog in a wheel. So that's a response to that. But actually what we want, though, is to do work that makes us come alive and to become that artist and to create from joy and intrinsic motivation. So going above and beyond is not a chore. And you're not actually hustling because you know your self-worth is completely unhinged from your results that you create. If you actually know that distinction between your ontological value and your value in the marketplace, your intrinsic value and your value you create for others, it's separate. So all that's valuable. And then go after that experience in life and your career that makes you come alive, and then this quiet quitting thing can actually just go in the rear view mirror. And then the last link is Should You Quit Your Job video from Jordan Peterson, just a similar type of a concept. Okay, quote of the week. I love this one. Create something today, even if it sucks. Unknown. Whew, that is powerful and pithy. What are you creating on a daily basis? Are you stuck in a mindset of I can't create unless it's good enough? There's a certain standard. No, you need to get your reps in. Get your reps in. Go to the top videos page on careerhackers.com and check out the video from Ira Glass about this concept of when you're first starting out, you just need to get your reps in and let go of your standard. It's good to have a standard, but if you actually want to meet that standard, you need to get your reps in and create. You build the skill. So create something today, even if it sucks, and then you'll get way better over time. Here's the meat and potatoes of this week's edition of the Daily Job Hunt. Companies are hungry for your mindset. Trust me, since you're reading this, you're in a small minority. Most of the world hasn't caught on to the new paradigm, that of creating value without permission. But you've read the Career Hacker's Manifesto, right? You've been exposed to an empowered way of going after what you want in your life and career. Sending custom projects, shooting video pitches, doing free work. The question is, are you following through or are you hesitating? Are you doubting whether you're ready? Here's the thing, start before you're ready and trust that companies will be overjoyed when you step into your zone of power. Companies are hungry for an employee like you. They are craving a person who will show up as an entrepreneur who solves problems without being asked. So would you step up to the plate and take your swing? Joel and the DJH team. I'm telling you, y'all, if you sent a custom video pitch saying, I love your company and I'm so excited to create value, and you smile with enthusiasm and you just go for that and you ship that, people are going to want to talk to you. It's so rare. So you read this information, you listen to these podcasts, how much are you applying it? Execution is what we need here. Following through. All right, y'all, that's it for today's show. Again, superchargedcareer.com for the event coming up. Make sure you go to that. And remember, you can go to if you want to check out that Career Hacker's Manifesto, if you haven't read it yet, go to the About button on Career Hackers and you'll see the 27 core principles of career hacking and discovering and doing what makes you come alive. So appreciate you listening and go create something today, even if it sucks. We'll see you next time.